The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. And here's a message from our friends at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, where, guess what? It's restaurant week. Well, it's going to be restaurant week starting in 3 days up in Traverse City. February 24th through March 2nd is restaurant week. So if you're looking for a quick getaway, maybe you watch the basketball game on Sunday and head on up to Traverse City for restaurant week. More information at GrandTraverseResort.com. They have wine tour weekend packages available throughout the winter. Other great packages available as well, including indoor tennis and, of course, their great spa. The information is available at GrandTraverseResort.com. And there's also the opportunity to book your spring break trip now and save on with some great spring break savings. And those deals are available right there on the front page of GrandTraverseResort.com. They have the links for that. And it's also never too early to make your summer plans. Book summer trips now. What a great place to spend some time in the summer. Golf outside, the indoor spa, the outdoor pool, other great indoor and outdoor activities to do up in Traverse City and at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. All the information is available at GrandTraverseResort.com. That's GrandTraverseResort.com. Sam Webb joins the conversation in a little bit, right after we hear from David DeJulius, Michigan's backup point guard, freshman backup point guard, who met with the media yesterday.
Well, David, your coach just told us actually most of this team hasn't been to Williams Arena before up in Minnesota. So just how far are you looking at a challenge, and how much more confidence are you going into this one after how well you were able to play in place of Xavier on Saturday?
I'm a lot more confident now going into this game. Based off last game, and just the confidence that my teammates and coaches have instilled in me. I was just ready just to take on a good team in Minnesota, a hungry team, and this is a team that we don't underestimate at all. We're going in and going to play our hardest.
As you guys have prepped, have you looked back at that game where it came down to Charles winning it against them last time right before the buzzer too much, or is it kind of fresh slate? You guys are a bit different from that, and they're a different team too.
A little bit of both. You know, it's a fresh slate, and we haven't talked about that, but you also talked about how, like, in this league, anyone could be anyone. So any given night, you just got to give it your all because, like I say, anyone can be anyone, and if you're not your best, you're for sure not going to get a win.
David, what kind of went through your mind last game when, I guess, Xavier comes out and then Beilein kind of points to you first over you?
Yeah, it feels good. It's all the hard work I put in. Just staying grounded, put my head down, and not knowing what was next, but just continue to work and leaving my faith up to it. It's just good just to show that I know that all the hard work I put in is being put to use.
Is it maybe one of those moments where you, like, point to yourself, like, you sure?
I was told I was going to be the first guy off the bench day prior to that. So I just came in ready. I did the same routine that I've been doing every game, just preparing and just knowing that my moment has come and I'm going to do everything I can to seize it.
On that routine, watching you in pregame, it's very clear that you go through your pregame prep as if you were going to play 35 minutes. As it became clearer and clearer over the course of the year that you were not going to get those minutes. Did that ever become difficult to kind of treat every game like a game day?
It was days for sure. It'll get to me, but at the same time, like, I just had to trust in my faith and know that if I just put in the hard work, then my time will come. And I'm just going to treat every game like I'm going to play 40 minutes in that game. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to study film the same way I would if I knew I was playing or not. And I feel like when you keep that approach, that positive approach, you're better prepared for when your opportunity actually arises.
When was the last time you didn't play or you weren't a starter or you weren't one of the best players on your team?
I would say back in maybe sixth grade, my dad had a team and he didn't start me because he felt I wasn't the best, but one of the better five. So that was the last time I didn't start.
Who was the starting point guard on that team?
Chris Rollins.
Yes,
he's at JUCO now, but he was at he went to IPFW.
Go ahead. You talked to us earlier in the season. You expressed some frustration about not playing. You felt you should be or whatever. Now that you actually, a couple months past that, can you look back and say, okay, I have grown a lot. I wasn't really ready then. How do you look at, I guess, your
I just look at it as it just made me so much better. It just made me so much hungrier. And from now on, starting here into my rest of my career, I'm just using that same hunger that I used to get in this position that I am now to just continue to grow and continue to get better in all aspects of the game.
And when Coach throws out this word outlier, you know, and says it could be you, like, I guess, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, that meant a lot. He said that before this last game, you know, anyone can be the outlier. And he was like, David, you can be the outlier. And I was like, heck yeah, Coach, I could be the outlier. Like, and so I'm just, like I said, just continue to move forward and continue to get my all. And, you know, I'm just here if I'm needed to be an outlier, for sure.
When you committed to Michigan, I'm curious, what did you envision yourself doing in your first year here?
Really, I just picture myself growing and being an intricate part of this team, really. Just being I wouldn't really focus on what role it was. I just wanted a major role into this team's success, pretty much. So, yeah.
Was there anything about the transition that maybe surprised you? I guess how long it took, maybe, did that surprise you?
No, it wasn't really surprising. Staying looking at the previous point guards, Xavier, and the route that he took his freshman year. So just looking at it, it didn't really surprise me. I'm just, you know, I'm grateful for the position I'm in now, and I'm grateful for where I started from.
What's been the biggest challenge to get to this point?
Excuse me?
What's been the biggest challenge for you to get to this point?
Biggest challenge would just be, like I said, coming to practice each and every day, knowing that the previous five games that you haven't got in a game at all, and just continue to just keep that same focus, continue to just enjoy the game that you love each and every day and get this team your all no matter what.
Were you happy with how you played on Saturday?
Yeah, I was. I feel like I played. I really was just happy on defensive end, actually. Just checking a good player in Anthony, just being able to guard that assignment. So, I was very pleased with how I played, and I'm just going to build on from here.
You know the reputation of this offense and how it's viewed as being very complicated and things like that. Having just done this for a year, how complicated is it to learn?
It's very. And I was told before I got here, my high school coach told me how complicated it was going to be. And I kind of knew it was going to be complicated. But when I got here, I was like, wow, you know. And Coach, he's such a genius in the schemes that he be doing. He like light years ahead of like the average person. So just being able to play under him and get some of that knowledge, it's a blessing for sure.
Is it difficult to believe that you'll get it at some times, or did you ever feel like you're really in the weeds on, like, I don't know if I'm gonna get this, or?
When I first got here, it was a little bit of a struggle, but just to see like the growth I've been making, like day in and day out from week to week, like came a point where I was like, oh yeah, I can get this for sure. Just the growth, just the learning curve that I had started to speed up. And that's just a testament to Coach B, the rest of the coaching staff, and the teammates and guys like Isaiah Livers and Charles Matthews and Xavier Simpson just leading me and helping me out in that aspect.
I was curious, a long time ago, there was a comment made that when you first got here, Xavier made it his mission to not let you score in practice.
Yeah.
Went on for like a month. I want to get your side of that story and what happened there.
Man, Xavier Simpson is the best thing that ever happened for my game. Just like, he's arguably the best defender in the country. So when I got here, for sure, just going against him, it was an adjustment. Going from high school basketball to now being able to have to score on one of the best defenders in the country, for sure it was an adjustment. But now it's a very different battle than it was when I first got here, for sure. And I'm going to continue to go at Xavier's neck. He's going to continue to go at my neck. And off the court, he's my big brother. And competing against one another is going to continue to make us better.
What does he do that makes him so tough, you know, defensively? What are other point guards going through in the Big Ten?
Just because he's relentless. Like, he don't want you to score. Like, and now I have fed off of that same mindset that he has. Like, I don't want my man to score. So he checking me, like, Dave not scoring. I'm checking him, like, X not, he's not scoring. Like, so that's pretty much it. He don't care what it is. Like, he don't care if it's 2 seconds left in the game, you trying to get up a shot, you trying to block, you trying to steal it.
Again, about the mental side of free throws.
How much have you,
is that ever something that, like, you know,
assuming that he had pretty early success against you, how much better have you gotten against him?
So much better. Like, it's crazy just to see how much better I've gotten, and then just to see how easier it is to be able to go against other guys versus going against him because he's such a great defender. My game is like total opposites for sure.
You said us too that he was in a similar position his freshman year. I guess, what has he told you about that, and how have you learned from experiences?
Me and him had a couple talks. He was just one of the talks that really stuck out. He was just saying like, we kind of cut from the same cloth, you know. We're kind of not going to let anyone punk us, but just continue to stay level-headed, continue to keep your faith, and just continue to go hard each and every day in practice. That's pretty much what he told me.
Seems like you're in that spot right now where, John just said it, Eli's kind of more of the defensive option if needed at the backup spot. You're more of a kind of offensive backup option. How can you improve your defensive game to flip that conversation or add defensive to your repertoire?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm just going to go hard each and every day, defensively or offensively. And like last game, I hit Coach Jacob just about going over some defensive pointers before the game. And so I'm just going to continue to get in because I think we get extra hours for game days. So I'm just going to utilize that on game days and go over extra film just to watch guys' tendencies, watch team's tendencies, and go over that.
Eli has said in the past the defense, something for a lot of freshmen, that comes a little bit later. How much of a crash course has that been walking into a team that prides defense like this?
Yeah, when I came in, I just didn't have no clue of the schemes and defensively, things of that nature. But now it's just like, it's crazy because I never was really known as a defender. And now just to see how my defense have grown, it's just, like I said, just a testament to Coach Yock leading us defensively.
That was Dave DeJulius, an outlier maybe. Definitely shown enough in practice to let him go a little bit. As we said, you know, you get to a point in the season, if those guys show you enough, we've heard it from coaches before, hearing from John Beilein now, or now you trust them enough to throw them out there. Know they're going to make mistakes, but they aren't a walking mistake. They aren't walking mistakes anymore. Maybe they can learn through and grow through some of that experience. We got to get to a break. Come back on the other side. Recap the night that was in college basketball. And a night where Adidas said, yes, I love it. That was Adidas last night celebrating. Not an injury. You don't want to see anyone get hurt. They're like, hell yeah, man. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus Station.